children of light, your time is at hand. As warriors you have come to keep the light burning in all hearts, in all lands. This your work must now begin. Children, clouds are drawing near, shadows cover the land. Freedom must be your song, love your melody. Spread God's peace in love's perfume. May God's joy lead your way. Never forget who you are. You are all that can be.
That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program. Let's find out with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. My goodness, it's been quite a week. What a shift we've had in energy. Across all the scenarios that we've had over the last few months, I envision for election night a Trump win, a Harris win, an inconclusive election. There ran a common thread: totality and chaos. My only real surprise was that the election was remarkably calm and orderly. Who would have guessed it? At any rate, let's take a look at what Donald Trump's win means for our country and ourselves, both physically and spiritually. This Trump and Elon Musk duo will usher in something huge. But at the end of the day, are we all going to benefit? If everyone took a political science and economics class or read books on these two subjects, which also go into the depth of historical facts and patterns, they would have a better understanding of how things truly work in America, because this voting pattern was clear as to who the winner would be, historically. Then people could understand better and wouldn't get so emotional when it comes to these elections. Furthermore, our emotions get in the way, so we have to constantly surrender to them daily and remind ourselves of God's promise. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For he knows the plan, so let's all continually try our best to speak no evil, Have no fear, and trust in the Lord with all your heart. His hand is at work for our future. He is our sovereign leader and has absolute power over all things, no matter what it looks like. We must continue the faith and trust and draw near to Him. My favorite psalm is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lead not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. God bless us all. I first want to acknowledge that there are some very difficult and painful events which have happened. Some of you may be glad. Some of you may feel a little one way or the other. And some of you may feel sadness and despair. Expect all of these feelings to be with you for a while. Let the natural process of change and healing come as it comes. There will be times, again, when you will get up in the morning and feel better. You'll feel much, much better. Next, I want to give you some background and information about what just happened with America and the election. My overall message today is that we are not in a hopeless situation. I have spoken about the darker energy which is encompassing the earth. There is nothing we can do about this dark energy being present. Think of its presence like a hurricane being on top of us. This is the road we're on. This dark energy is karmic energy, and its purpose for coming forth is cleaning up the mud, the blood, and the beer from thousands of years past, and before we enter the new age of man, which begins in 2038. There won't be a lot of fanfare for it. There will be events and actions manifesting which will be a result of this. This particular new age of man will go on for 20,000 years. By us cleaning up our mess, I mean us cleaning out what remains of the septic tank of the current ending of the age of man. The mud swamp pit is now front and center, clearly visible to all of us. We will clean this up with the scrubbing brushes of prayer, meditation, kindness, patience, friendship, love, compassion, honesty, and more patience, courage, cooperation, lots of cooperation with ourselves, with others, and also with cooperation with God. Going with the flow of acceptance that the universe never makes a mistake, and putting forth our willingness to that which we refer to as the Holy Spirit. Your will is my will, which is the collective spirit of God united. We are the children of light. We are the children of the law of one, and we are here on this planet to help ourselves, our brothers and sisters covered in muck, to get a little cleaned up or find a path that will help all of us feel better, raise our frequency, and ascend. If you are listening to this and this resonates with you, I am speaking about you and I am speaking to you as well. Regardless of who you voted for, this is the way forward. And it's way beyond Trump and this election. If you look over the last 20,000 plus years, you can see a history of man which has been born out of violence and war. And we came out of our animal nature. Survival of the fittest. Kill or be killed. Take what you need to survive, etc., etc., etc. This is accurate. The souls entrapped here on the earth were and are indeed trapped in the animal nature consciousness, believing that we were and are physical beings only, and that we must kill to survive. It's a sad state not being able to see our spiritual nature as the truth of who we all are, like looking into the mirror and seeing nothing. In essence, It is a state of consciousness whereby a person cannot see the truth. Donald Trump is the current epitome of this, and he has gathered his own to him. These are souls. Many souls came to the earth specifically to help spirit lead us out of animal nature consciousness of this ending age of man. This has been successful and is still being successful. Looking at the entirety of this ending age of man, which officially has 14 more years to go, we can see how this has been successful. If we're looking only at the last decades or centuries, we're not going to see that much of how this has been successful. This is happening all over the globe, but still remember that this is not just an Earth process. This process is part of evolution of the entire universe, our galaxy, and all dimensions of existence. This means that it's not optional. Yes, we have free will, but evolution is and will continue to happen. We can fight against it if we so choose, and we manifest all kinds of serious and deadly problems when we do, fighting against our own growing up, but we can still fight against it. We literally damage ourselves from within when we fight against evolution, and yet, because of our free will, God makes other paths, other plans for us to heal and grow, other than returning to be human beings. We can't go back. We're in the ascension process, refusing to grow and healing. From these other extreme examples can last for thousands of earth years, up to hundreds of thousands of earth years. But the earth is not the center of this endeavor. It's the entire universe that's the center of this endeavor. The alternative to having this dark energy manifesting as it is was to have the earth shift on its physical axis, and to bring massive devastation and destruction to the entire surface of the earth. Yes, this is an outlandish thing to say, but it was and is no longer what we are going to go through. It's not on our timeline anymore. Throughout the 1970s, 1980s, and 1990s, we were aware of the new maps of the earth, which we could have been subject to. The maps of Gordon Michael Scallion, the psychic readings of Edgar Cayce, and some of the books of Ruth Montgomery, and many, many other sources presented the predictions of the earth shifting on its physical axis. We've avoided that by going through the Indonesian tsunami, the Fukushima nuclear disaster, earthquake and tsunami of 2011, the government and social upheaval of 2015 in Venezuela. The eruption of the volcano off the coast of Venezuela would have been the alternative. And now, the 12 years of darker energy encompassing the Earth, beginning in 2018, ending in 2030, and all the dark and harmful destructive events which are manifesting from this energy like war, climate crisis, natural disasters, and flooding, etc., etc. If you think of it, having either the earth shift on its physical axis and devastating the earth's surface versus having Donald Trump as president, it's not a hard choice to make. One thing I see now that I didn't see before is that this could not be avoided. The alternative to these election results were the Earth's changes equal to the energy, but not equal to the Earth pole shift. We are in the darkest of the dark energy in 24, which really began in December of 2023 and ends near the middle of February 2025. After February of 2025, I will be talking about what's coming from that. This switch is evidence of the darker energy. I expect to see some evidence of our slow climb out of the 2024 energy sometime at the end of February 2025. but realizations and discoveries about worldwide corruption will go on each year. To be clear, so many psychics saw Harris win, but I didn't reveal what I saw was that she would be unable to accomplish any of her legislative hopes, her bringing in socialism and top-down rule, because God did not want Kamala Harris for America. This was the civil war that people have been talking about, fought in the courts by lawyers. And when I say onslaught, I mean onslaught. That is what I saw. This led to a Republican win in 2024. This was the timeline which I saw. And I am now seeing a Donald Trump inauguration. I am also seeing some hard truths coming to the surface and some beloved people facing their karma and being stopped from any further evil and treasonous actions against America. Know that the Divine Spirit is leading the Children of Light, currently known as the Children of the Law of One. They are present and they have been present in this world now for the purpose of helping us to clean up our septic tank and helping ourselves and our brothers and sisters climb out of this pit. We have 6 more years of gradual climbing out of this septic tank, of this karmic darker energy, before it will be finished. Each of the next 6 years will be less and less of the darker energy. It will not look like one thinks, but do stay alert, watching for signs and events. I will too. Gather together with other like-minded souls. Keep up your meditations. Keep up forming your wonderful loving communities. It's going to be messy for a while. And don't panic. Be still and know that I am God. That's what I keep hearing in my mind. Be still and know that I am God. We're going to take a break and do our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after this. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of November 10th through November 17th, 2024. Monday, November 11th is Veterans Day in the U.S. and it's Remembrance Day in Canada. If you should have the day off, spend more time sharing with those you care about. The banks, post office, and government agencies will be closed. Deep undercurrents of conflict are brewing under the surface. There is a great difficulty for leadership and world leaders. It is hard to stand up for your truths, as many are in opposition. By late afternoon, you can take advantage of all the love vibrations around you. And the evening is excellent for date night. Don't worry about the outer world. Worry about the love within your heart. On Tuesday, there's energy to spare. However, it could be difficult deciding what gets done. Venus enters Capricorn, and we will be looking at everything more soberly. Mercury squares Saturn on the 12th as well, adding a similar effect. Communications are extremely difficult as people will not listen or hear what you have to say. Refrain from forcing your opinions on others, for it's a waste of time. Likewise, you may experience others forcing their opinion on you. Stay patient and take a deep breath. It's hard to get motivated and be disciplined today. After the great excitement of the last few days, we can now assess the situation more realistically and draw the correct conclusions. You could wake up a bit tired and grumpy on Thursday, still adjusting to the change of energy. There is a turn of events affecting politicians that causes great confusion. Be aware that this big shift can affect you personally and emotionally in your current affairs. The tides are changing. However, you gladly jump into the harmonious vibes that are arriving mid-morning, to join in on team projects. On Friday, November 15th, there's a full moon in Taurus conjunct Uranus. On that same day, Saturn is in Pisces and it ends its retrograde. The full moon is pushing us to take a chance on anything new, especially when it comes to new relationships. This full moon in Taurus can represent the beginning of the ending of 2024. In October, we had the full moon in Aries, which was a sign of new beginnings. But right now, we're in the last degree of Taurus. There will be major breakthroughs with aggressive energy that promotes conflict that can end pressing problems at the same time. This is the time of critical change that is extremely disruptive and possibly violent. Saturn stationing and turning direct will bring a sense of obligation to any area of your life that you feel responsible for. With the winds of change, we will move towards healing in world affairs. This is time when karma, or the law of cause and effect, will be set into motion. There is a seriousness in the air as to the work that needs to be done in our personal life as well as with global events. Saturday could bring some hurt feelings because of some last-minute cancellations or change of plans from some flaky, unreliable friends. The Scorpio moon opposes Uranus and Taurus. Expect the unexpected as a violent shift is occurring now concerning leadership in leaders around the world. It feels like a revolution concerning leadership is taking place. This can be a day of new awakenings that will come through violent events. No peace is felt anywhere on the planet today. Many speak of justice, but pursue their opinions with force and anger. You will need to be flexible and patient. On Sunday the 17th, the sun reaches the exact opposition to Uranus. Focus on love and romance during this week because the weekend energies are a bit erratic, sensitive, and lethargic. This is a great day to express love and affection to your partner. Use this day for social events that bring connection, love, and appreciation to the loved ones around you. This is a brief window of time as there is so much turmoil surrounding our lives. Anything can happen, and it usually does, especially in a challenging way. Schedule any important events for another time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our cosmic tip. The November full moon in Taurus is the fourth supermoon in a row. It's close to the Earth and has a powerful magnetic pull. It conjuncts Uranus at 24 degrees Taurus. The energy is very intense. It's the peak of the moon cycle, bringing with it a lot of emotion, and represents closure, completions, endings. It highlights what we haven't known before. The full moon will be very bright, showing us secrets to be revealed. The sun and moon are always opposite each other at a full moon, making this sun in Scorpio the most forceful energy we have. Most of you will be shocked in disbelief as we move along through the end of 2024. This full moon, Uranus conjunction, is the same degree that we had last April 20th when Jupiter conjuncted Uranus at 24 degrees Taurus. The main focus there is truth and awakening. This full moon is going to reinforce that energy. Whenever you have a very important aspect with Scorpio Taurus, the energy is activated. It becomes hot, forceful. This is a tight conjunction and powerful because the moon is conjunct Taurus yet again. let's reveal what the sign of Taurus is about. This will shine a bright light on food supplies, agriculture, natural resources, banking, currencies, wealth, finance. The BRIC countries are developing a new payment system, and that's very powerful with so many countries being involved. This can also trigger another development in digital currencies. The Scorpio part of this energy is secrets, big money, hidden money, underhandedness, things underground coming to light. As we all know, there are efforts to establish centralized digital currencies, along with many developments in decentralized digital currencies, microcurrencies as well. The sign of Aquarius is about decentralization. Ultimately, financial exchange becomes local, grassroots up, not top down. It'll be interesting to see all this develop with Pluto moving into Aquarius. The Sun and Moon are at 24 degrees Taurus, which is the most stable of any of the astrological signs. It likes to keep things as they are. They don't like to change. Don't shock a Taurus. No sudden moves or surprises. Keep things already stable, just the way they are. Well, here in November 2024, we have Uranus, the electric planet of sudden shocks, the most unstable planet, conjunct the moon very tightly. And this energy will bring in sudden surprises, shocks, revelation. Uranus is a planet linked to truth, awakenings, and can create change out of all the areas I've just outlined for you. More seismic activity, particularly because the moon is so close to the earth. It creates a greater pull on the tectonic plates. A sudden change in financial systems in some way, changes in geomagnetics. We are experiencing a very high level of solar activity now. We are experiencing several solar storms over the next couple of weeks, causing weather changes and seismic activity, which we will all have to adapt to very quickly. Also, revolutionary and rebellious behavior on behalf of the people. The moon is the people, and this aspect squares the moon in the U.S. chart at 27 degrees Aquarius. It's suggesting that the American people will be energized at this time. The great thing about Uranus transits is that Taurus wants us to hang on to the status quo. Don't make any changes. Don't rock the boat. But not Uranus. Uranus transits always bring to our attention that which we have already outgrown at the higher levels. It also jumps in to get our attention. We are ready for this, and at some level, we have already achieved this. We get out of that stagnancy, out of that staleness, and many of you may be feeling those energetic shifts, shifts in your body, Taurus, fixed earth, and all of this is for the good, even though it may not appear that way. It may appear to be chaotic and disruptive. I know this can be a difficult time with so much happening in the world, but try to see that everything is for the greater good. And with challenging situations, step back and say, what is this actually teaching me? What does it show me in my behavior? The energy is coming in as a teacher so that we can all evolve further. And I am finding this perspective very helpful. In this Uranus aspect, because Uranus is the ruler of Aquarius, and 4 days after this full moon, Pluto re-enters Aquarius for the next 20 years till January of 2044. No more Capricorn energies in our lifetime. That work is done. This full moon in Taurus is setting us up for that final re-entry of Pluto moving into Aquarius. We well could see more global leaders losing their heads or being removed from office. Think Germany, France, China, the UK, and Canada. And this energy can go on for 6 months. When Pluto finally enters a sign, and this happens every time with every planet, it brings a crisis. brings to the light, in the bright light of this supermoon, something around the symbolism of the sign it's moving into. Sometimes it does this immediately, and sometimes it may take a few months. Example, when Pluto moved into Capricorn in 2008, Capricorn represents the banking system and the stock market. It most certainly brought in a financial crisis in September 2008. We all know that. This time around the crisis, it'll be science and technology, things like AI, as well as the truth about the COVID-19 crisis. Pluto is at the very last breath of 29 degrees Capricorn, and that energy in its shadow expression is around issues of trust and betrayal. Pluto is trine between the moon, Scorpio, and Uranus in Taurus. So this will bring in revelation issues around trust, betrayal, and all those issues will be coming into light. The other aspect is the sun at 24 degrees Scorpio, the sign of secrets, big money, criminal, underhanded, underground, and sexual issues. The Jeffrey Epstein tapes are going to be released. The aspect affecting this is at 24 degrees Aries. It's the small planet Al Gore, representing truth, awakening, justice. The energy is uncompromising and nobody will be excluded. There will be much more equality in society, which is what Uranus is about. Not completely equal, but more equal. More than we have previously had by a mile. The Capricorn energy favors elitism and inequality because the power is held at the top. When Pluto moves into Aquarius, the new energy will not happen in a day, in a month, or perhaps even in a year, but it shifts over to the power being held by the people, hence the Trump election and the mandate. The last hurricane in Asheville, North Carolina, brought us a more community grassroots level. We are all stepping into our sovereignty. Another interesting point is Venus, who rules Taurus, and this energy is in its shadow, but in its less positive expression. Example, forcing the criminal illegals to be deported from their imagined new homes and sent back to their individual countries. The positive aspect is to bring back social mores, joy through simplicity. We created our bliss through simplicity. You have a knapsack on your back and you created your own joy and bliss through simplicity. We have more to say and I'll be back after we take our break.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras, so it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit till all shall see Christ only, always living in me. Have thine own way, Lord. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in thy presence.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're back. That was George Beverly Shea singing Have Thine Own Way, Lord. He's one of my very favorite singers. He was with Billy Graham Crusade back in the 50s when I used to go with my parents. He was another person I know that could fill Madison Square Garden. Continuing on, what is fascinating is that back in January 12, 2020, with the Saturn-Pluto conjunction, which started the whole pandemic, was conjunct the galactic center, which is the creator, the source. It is the source of so much cosmic energy with which we create our world. It's a very powerful place for any planet to be. These two positive and negative themes were set up. There was a lower timeline established as well as a higher timeline, and a presidential change as well. I feel this in my bones, and I know that many of you feel that way too. What a time we're in, actually seeing just how the universe works. Also, at this full moon, Uranus and Taurus conjuncts the full moon at 24 degrees, and this brings in the food harvest, food supplies, agriculture, grain, harvest, etc. It's so fascinating, almost like an echo of the 2020 Saturn-Pluto conjunction. So the question is, how far have we come in establishing stronger or different food processing and delivery systems since that time? Have they been challenged or even focused on within that time? Where are we with this? If that was the setup in January 2020, where are we now with all that's transpired in the world? There is also an energy present, thank heaven, of a community consciousness where we come out of the chaos and where we realize there's a price to be paid for the chaos. But we decide to elevate our frequency with song and dance to come together in a community in joy. Because when we come together in joy, we can manifest much more powerfully from joy than we can from chaos. That's community consciousness. We also, at this supermoon, have Saturn at 12 degrees Pisces turning direct. Whenever a planet turns around, its symbolism is magnified. We could have much more issues with water, seas, oceans, and plumbing problems. But it's also, at a spiritual level, recognizing that we have to take on more spiritual responsibility, spiritual Pisces, responsibility Saturn. and strengthen our spiritual practice as we move into these intense weeks and months at the 3D level. Now let's go to Mercury, which is at this time conjunct the Great Attractor, which is a massive gravitational anomaly in space. It's like a huge vacuum cleaner. It's moving backwards and sucking up galaxies in its wake. If you have any planets at 14 degrees Pisces, keep that in mind because the Great Attractor energy can bend space and time. You may well strengthen your sense of precognition. You can see around corners. I've mentioned all this before. This is big with Mercury. Our mental functions being conjunct the Great Attractor. It says that this is a very powerful time of really highlighting our psychic sensitivity, which is also a part of Neptune-Saturn energy in Pisces. This energy is a big time for our ascension, heightening our psychic sensitivity, our sense of precognition, so we can get to a bigger understanding, a bigger picture, because Mercury is also opposing Jupiter in Gemini, and they are in each other's sign. Mercury rules Gemini, Jupiter rules Sagittarius, but now they're reversed. It's called mutual reception, and it's almost like a conjunction. The energy is strengthened. This is a visionary, futuristic, prophetic thinking. It's the big picture. Because Mercury is conjunct the Great Attractor and in mutual reception with Jupiter, you light workers can bring in 10 tons of new information. We're absolutely overloaded on social media with new ideas coming in. It's all very exciting, but it can be hard to sift through all of it because they are in mutual reception. So we are out on overload. Also, Mercury retrogrades on November 25th, right through December 15th. That's going to be interesting, but maybe you'll get a little relief from all this information coming in. A very positive side to this energy is prophetic and visionary future thinking. There's also a T-square set up with Saturn and Pisces. This is going on and won't complete until next year. This new energetic information is realistic, pragmatic, and it's something we can anchor in for a long term. It's strategic. There's so much happening, so much brilliant work happening with people behind the scenes. This is all at genius level, the information coming in all kinds of modalities and disciplines. It's all so thrilling. We also have a strong energy to walk us through this time of transformation and regeneration, which is also linked to the future medicine, transformational medicine. I know I have mentioned this before. We are bringing in body fluidity, much less fixed, much less faded, much less linear, much less logical, by using our own body parts to heal other body parts within ourselves. There is a fluidity coming in, enabling us to shed the way we have always lived, uncertainty in this lifetime, like you have to do A before you do B, and you have to do B before you do C. You have to-do list, etc., etc. All this new energy is moving very quickly. We are all going to begin to feel it in our dreams, in our meditations, and our visions. Finally, we have the opposition between Mars and Pluto. I did an entire show on this in October. It's in the archives. It was exact on November 3rd. It will be exact again on January 3rd, 2025, and one more time in April 26th, 2025. Whatever is present in the world stage or within your own life may not be fully complete until that final opposition next April. I just want to speak of this a little bit because it will be very easy for us to get into a battle, a fight. It's the individual sense of power versus the top-down power. Mars, in its lower expression, is God of War. Typically, in your private life, it's ID anger. The shadow expression is ID anger. It's connected with the root chakra, with issues around safety and security, because Mars is in the sign of Cancer. What can I do to protect my loved ones. This is a primitive energy, reactive, impulsive, more like how animals would react, not humans. So what is this energy teaching us? It's helping us to birth sovereignty, inner authority, and to birth this masterful sense of quiet strength. It's not loud. It's not violent. It's not waving a play card. It's not on the street. No. It's tremendous. I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. I know by the emotions I choose every day. I know by the frequency. I know what I'm broadcasting. Everything comes from that. Yes, in the 3D world, we thought that everything has to come to us. But now we are moving into the knowledge that everything comes from us. We are in a time that nothing is more important than our inner state of being. Everything we experience comes from that. The more we can come together in numbers with the Aquarian energy, whether you do this online or do it in person, we can establish a family of frequency. We can come together with a common goal to create a more loving earth. We can come together in numbers, in frequency, in unity. We become a unified family frequency, setting the same intentions, operating together with love, always setting every intention with love. This is for our highest good, the highest good of all concerned, the highest good for the planet Earth. Even doing that will elevate the collective frequency. Really have a sense of using that Mars energy, which will be coming in very strong in its opposition to Pluto from now until April, while it is teaching us to strengthen our inner authority, of using that energy, that Aquarian energy, in conjunction with the energy of other people, because then the energy is magnified. These higher energies of creation already exist. We don't have to create them from scratch, but we can add to them and embellish them, building up and adding to them every moment. But they already exist and are here for us. That's why this dimensional shift is so very important, because that can happen in an instant. We don't have to hesitate or work through a list or do X, Y, and Z. It can all happen in a moment when we're in that higher frequency. Right now, we're between two worlds, slipping back and forth, sometimes in 3D and sometimes in the higher dimensions. It's up to our choices. It's where we put our focus on the frequency we are broadcasting, strengthening it with this universal Mars energy. It's such a gift from the universe. Remember, it can happen in a moment, and it's so available to you. Then everything shifts. Everything in your life will shift. We become that. There are an infinite number of dimensions that are readily available for us. Where do we put our focus? We are on the brink of some paradigm evolving times that are immensely exciting. If you can think of nothing better, just keep the mantra rolling around in your head. I am welcoming an expanded consciousness of love. I gave this mantra to you a couple of weeks ago. I am welcoming in an expanded consciousness of love. I am welcoming in an expanded consciousness of love. We are coming together in an expanded consciousness of love, and that will always keep you in a good place. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. We're at the end of our show. We're going to hear Elizabeth Hepburn remind us that it's a quiet thing. And then we're going to have our meditation and exit with Richard as usual. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Good night.
It all comes true.
honey, but the bells don't ring. It's a quiet thing when you hold the world in your trembling hands. You'd think you'd hear a quiet thing. It's a quiet thing. There are no exploding fireworks. Where's the roaring of the crowd? Maybe it's the strange new atmosphere way up here among the clouds. But I don't hear the drums. I don't hear the band. Sounds I'm told such moments bring. Happiness comes in on tiptoe. Well, what do you know? It's a quiet thing.
carry me on your beams tonight, sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window, oh sweet moonlight, oh take me to the stars.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light, and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength, know your path, and walk it as a son or daughter of God.
Thank you.